No sooner than done, the Minerve's progress was retarded, having the current to carry her down towards Hardy and his party, who, seeing this spirited maneuver to save them from returning to their old quarters on board the Terrible, naturally redoubled their exertions to rejoin the frigate. To the landsmen on board the Minerve, an action now appeared to be inevitable, and so, it would seem, thought the enemy, who, surprised and confused by this daring maneuver of the Commodore's, being ignorant of the accident that led to it, must have construed it into a direct challenge. Not conceiving, however, a Spanish ship of the line to be an equal match for a British frigate with Nelson on board of her, the captain of the Terrible suddenly shortened sail in order to allow his consort to join him, and thus afforded time for the Minerve to drop down to the jolly boat to pick up Hardy and the crew, and the moment they were on board the frigate, orders were given again to make sail. Being now under studding sails, and the widening of a strait allowing the wind to be brought more on the Minerve's quarters, the frigate soon regained the lost distance, and in a short time we had the satisfaction to observe that the dastardly Don was left behind in our wake. And at sunset, by steering to the southward, we lost sight of him and his consort altogether, and Commodore Nelson thus escaped to share in the Battle of St. Vincent and win fresh laurels from the Spaniards.